May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 136. Dear refuge of my weary soul, on thee when sorrows rise, on thee when waves of trouble roll, my fainting hope relies. 136.
Thank you. Read together from the most holy word of God, two psalms, Psalm 42 and Psalm 77. Psalms 42 and 77. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in thee. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. And Psalm 77. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed, Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off for ever? And will he be favourable no more? Is his mercy clean gone for ever? Doth his promise fail for evermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I'll remember the works of the Lord. I'll remember thy works of old. I'll meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The sky sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock, by the hand of Moses and Aaron. May the Lord bless us reading those portions of his most holy word and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God, oh, do be pleased to solemnize our hearts and minds, we plead, that we might rightly approach unto thee, thou who art most holy. Oh, there might be found amongst that number whom thou hast humbled under thy mighty hand, those with whom thou hast begun that work with within. And there they have that broken heart and a contrite spirit which thou wilt not despise. But, O Lord, if there are those yet unconcerned, may there be that truly wrought in them also. And as they've come up to thy courts, it is perhaps even this day, sir, we would see Jesus. Give me Christ or else I die. And, O Lord, truly, unto each one of us, it is of thy mercies we're not consumed. Thy compassions fail not. And truly, can we not acknowledge that, thou hast maintained us in our paths, upheld us even till now. And, O Lord, can we not also acknowledge that it is according to thy word that truly thou hast not forsaken. Thou hast not forsaken, and thou hast not cut us off, nor dealt with us as our sins would deserve. But we're brought even to thy courts, we're still upon praying ground. The door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. And even this day, blessed be thy holy name. The foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. But we cannot say, I'm this poor one that stands before the people. Cannot say we've been without sin. Or in the last moments of our life, in the past days, we've much to mourn over. Much to mourn over. And we come, do we not, even into thy court with that With this burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. Oh, we would confess our wretchedness and our poverty. Oh, we will confess those sins which they testify against us. But is there not forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared? Oh, those sins they do testify against us. But oh, may we have that good hope through grace. And oh, is it not? Have we not one another, and we trust has been that wrought in them, but all is that one that still desires it, all may it be so unto them also. But all may it be each one's portion here. Whilst life shall last, they brought to that a place where nothing in my hands to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling. Naked come to thee for dress, foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, ere I die, with that plea, thy precious blood. That thy name which is above every name, that plea, the satisfied law. Lord, may it please thee. Oh, some poor sinner this day that's come into thy courts with all that bowed down under that great sense of sin. Oh, lead them to Calvary. Lead them into the Garden of Gethsemane. And all that they may see thy sufferings in the sinner's room, place, and stead. And all may by faith be brought to that place that they could say, they are brought to that sweet knowledge that their sins were laid upon thee there. That it was their sins also that caused the hidings of the Father's face. Their sins also that caused thee to cry out, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But what a mercy it is, but also thou didst say concerning that bitter cup, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. And then lead them to the foot of the cross. And to see thee there hanging upon the accursed tree. And to have that sweet knowledge of, and is it not, it melts the heart. Oh, it melts the heart, does it not? Even the hardest heart, it melts there when and our sins nail thee to the accursed tree. But also to see that which was opened in that day, that fountain open for all sin and uncleanness. Oh, to be of sin the double cure, to cleanse me from its guilt and power. But also, Lord, thy dying cry, it is finished, and nothing more to pay. The whole sum is cancelled. Oh, I've washed thee and made thee white in the blood of the Lamb. That whole sum, all our sins, and all some of us, it causes us to weep at thy feet, does it not, when there's that remembrance of that all our sins, from the beginning of our life to the end, cancelled, washed away. And, Lord, do then seal these truths upon the heart. Lord, may it please even this day, Spirit of Truth, come down. Reveal to me the things of God, or is that the desire of one or another this day? Reveal to me the things of God. Make to me salvation known, and witness with the blood. Oh, may it please thee, Lord, draw near unto one. Speak the word only. Word of peace and pardon. That word that of comfort. Lord, we plead for it. And so, Lord, thou knowest those that have waited daily at thy gates, at the post of thy doors. They wait, they watch, and they long for thy appearing. Or may it be even that day like it was that one at Bethesda's pool. Jesus himself, he drew near, did he not, that day, granting unto him that perfect healing. He'd seen that poor trembling sinner there. He'd seen many receive a blessing there. Others had stepped down before him. But there's no man to put him in. But a precious Christ drew near that day, did he not? And, O Lord, may it please thee, unto such a one, a precious Christ draws near unto them this day. And does speak the word only, does grant them their soul's desire, their request. And, O Lord, may it please thee, unto one or another in Zion this day, here or elsewhere, thou wilt bring them into their banqueting house, where thy banner over them is love. And so, Lord, thou knowest how one or another, whether they're one of the younger ones, or one of those in the midst of life, or one of the older ones, Lord, thou knowest. Thou hast begun that work. Thou hast caused them to tremble at thy word. There is that living desire. That living desire. Oh, they do desire thee, and they cannot be satisfied with anything short of thee. And so, Lord, may it please thee. Lord, do remember such, and may it yet be that time appointed when thou wilt favour Zion, when thou wilt, when thou dost speak the word, thou dost bring them into the liberty of the gospel. Thou dost cause them to, and thou wilt open the mouth, and they shall have to testify of what thou hast done for their never dying soul. They have to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood, and say, behold the way to God. Lord, I remember each one, and we think especially upon the young and the rising race, the young, the very young, those that are growing up and those that are going on into life. O Lord, do put thy tender fear in their hearts, we plead. May there be that which is done, attended to in the Sabbath school. Lord, may there be that even upon those labours there that yet might bear fruit. There's been that seed sown. But, O Lord, may it please thee, keep them in their childhood and youth. Keep them in their young manhood and womanhood. Lord, do hedge them about. And, O Lord, may it please thee. Oh, may they be brought to that time where they can look back and say, testify of it kept by the power of God. When they can look back and see that, in that hour of temptation, thou didst keep them. Thou didst hedge them about. Thou didst hold them up. Thou didst give them strength in that day. Oh, Lord, do remember them, we plead. Grant them, Lord, those helps in the way, in that which thou hast led them into, and those paths they're brought into, whatever it may be. Lord, do enable them to cast their cares upon thee and seek thee in a time when thou mayest be found. For, O Lord, we read in thy word concerning the little ones. And, Lord, may it be an encouragement unto even the little ones here. Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. Thou didst speak the words. Was it not that word of rebuke unto thy disciples as they saw that they were sending them away? But, thou didst say, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. So, Lord, perhaps even one young one here, Lord, there's that tender fear of thee in their heart. Thou hast done it. Lord, enable them to pour their heart out before thee. to make the case known, even whilst in their very young years, to lay their burden at thy feet, to seek thy face. Lord, may they prove also, even in their tender years, that all their times are in thy hands, and all their concerns also. And, O Lord, even their life's minutest circumstance is subject to thine eye. And so, Lord, do grant them that faith. Lord, grant them that faith. Lord, thou knowest what concerns them in the way. Grant them that faith to enter into their closet and to make the matter known, to call upon thee, to seek thy help. It may be with a Lord, help me, Lord, undertake for me. Lord, hold thou me up and I shall be safe. Lord, do remember them, we plead. And grant, Lord, we seek also for the parents, help in our day. Lord, what days we live in, days where evil abounds, days where our evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. Lord, do grant them help, O Lord, as they seek to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Lord, grant them help in their paths. Lord, in their providences, may they see that thou art that one who is able to supply all their needs according to thy riches in glory. May they prove, O Lord, that thou art able to do for them more than they can ask or even think. Lord, remember each one then in the midst of life that has borne the heat and burden of the day. There, perhaps, those troubles and trials of workplace, of business, of the home life, of the family. Lord, at times bowed down with twice 10,000 cares. Lord, remember them, we plead. Strengthen them in the way. Lord, do enable them to, may there be a few crumbs that fall from the Master's table, sip from the well of salvation that does their soul good. That in the midst of all these things, they can look back and say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And he who hath helped us hitherto will help us all our journey through, and give us daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to thy praise. And so, Lord, remember such in the midst of life and all that concerns them there. Lord, undertake and manage all by the way and to the end. And Lord, remember also those in the even time of life. Lord, we know of one another here and there. Lord, do once again grant them those tokens for good. Draw near and may they feel those everlasting arms underneath them. Lord, may they prove like the psalmist of old, and they can say even this day, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And so, Lord, when heart and flesh begins to fail, may they prove that thou art their strength, thou art their sufficiency. Thou one that has borne them all the days of old, that great shepherd and bishop of our souls, carries them in his bosom, gathers them up. And so, Lord, do gather them up. Lord, remember them, we plead. Remember those in affliction. There are those afflicted ones, those amongst them here. Lord, perhaps unable to be found in thy courts this day. Lord, do undertake for them also. Make their bed for them. Make their place where they are found even this morning hour. May it be a Bethel. May it be, O Lord, that place bitter to the flesh, but may they prove it is that place sweet to the souls. Thou dost draw near and go with them in the way. In the midst of that affliction, in the midst of that which casts them down, Lord, do remember them, we plead. And remember any with a peculiar path, a very tried path, a singular path. Lord, thou knowest, some walk deep, dark paths. And, O Lord, they feel that no other one knows, but thou knowest. Thou dost know. And oh, may they prove like Job of old. Oh, when he could not perceive thee on his right hand or left, behind or before, so dark and tried was a pathway. But there by faith, and it is that living faith, though damned, it shall never die, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And so, Lord, that one that walks in a very singular path that is deep and dark, Lord, may they prove that thou art with them in the way, that lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And so, Lord, remember such we plead. Lord, remember also us as a land and nation. Oh, turn us once again, we shall be turned. Have mercy upon us. Show our leaders what they ought to do. Break their hard hearts, O Lord. Lord, thou knowest. We know not how to pray for them. They add sin to sin and abomination to abomination. Lord, is anything too hard for thee? Lord, on the one hand, we can say, nothing is too hard for thee. But Lord, we come also, Lord, I believe, help them in unbelief. And so, Lord, grant that faith to believe that thou art able yet even to break our leaders' hearts. Thou art able yet even in this land to turn us once again, and we shall be turned. That thou art able yet again to cause a repealing of those laws which are contrary to thy word. Lord, may we be able to plead for this land. Oh, have mercy upon us. And, O Lord, as we journey here and there, we see many going hither and thither, and how few attend the solemn feast. Men are loves of pleasure more than loves of God. But, O Lord, thou knowest where thy people are, those whom thou hast loved from all eternity, where those whom thou hast recorded in the Lambs of Life, Lord, even around these parts, cause here, this little corner of thy vineyard. Lord, do yet compel them to come in. Lord, bring them to that time of hungering and thirsting, that they have to come in with us, sir, we would see Jesus. Bring them to that time of need where they may have had that fill of the world, but it cannot fill them. They have that aching void. Lord, thou knowest where they are, in the highways and the byways, in the ditches and the hedges. Lord, compel them to come in. Lord, thou knowest also where thy prodigals are. They've left thy courts. They've gone away from thee as far as sheep can run. But thy hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Lord, do bring them back also. Bring them to that time when, like that one we read in thy word, brought to that time of need, hunger, thirst, and there is that desire once again to return to his father's household. Was it not that broken heart and a contrite spirit? Lord, bring them back also. Thou knowest where they are even now. They may feel they've hidden from thee. But what a mercy it is. I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? So, Lord, we plead. Lord, in and around the various hills of Zion, work mightily in the midst of the people, if it could please it, in the midst of our nation. Oh, Lord, if it could please it. Lord, that once again it may be said of this land, righteousness exalteth it. But, is it not so, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We're our reproach. But, Lord, turn us once again. Work mightily in our midst. And, Lord, do strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. Lord, we plead them for Zion. Lord, do, what a mercy it is. We read, thou wilt favour Zion. And, Lord, it is those twos and the threes that gather together in thy name. What a mercy we read that thou wilt abundantly bless her provision and satisfy her poor with bread. Oh, that is our comfort, is it not? Lord, may the twos and the threes prove it this day. Where two or three gather together in my name, there thou wilt be in the midst. Lord, may they prove it. Oh, may it be that time of feasting. Ah, fat things of wines on the lees well refined. Lord, we plead for it. So, Lord, remember Zion, remember this nation. But all we come doing aught to our own, we have to cry like one, search me. And even this one, Lord, this poor one that stands before the people, feel it so, search my heart, try my ways. Lord, we tremble at the thought that, we should be rolling some sweet morsel of a sin under our tongue. Lord, how treacherous is our heart, how deceitful our heart is by nature, desperately wicked, and who can know it? So, Lord, may we be brought like that. Search me. We have to begin with ourselves. Lord, do bring, may by the light of the gospel, by the light of thy spirit, shining into our heart, that is revealed, and we confess it and seek for grace to be delivered from it, kept from it. Lord, do enable us to walk in that way close to thee. It is a narrow way. Lord, we read concerning that way. It is a narrow way. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. Lord, may it search our hearts. Try us, O Lord. May it try, search under the word of the Lord that causes us to cry unto thee, make me right and keep me right. Hold thou me up, and I shall be saved. So, Lord, do help us now. Lord, we are gathered round thy word. We are gathered in thy courts. Lord, do us each good, we plead, and send an empty away. We are unworthy of the least of thy mercies. But, Lord, we read in thy word, and what a mercy it is so, when thou wast here upon the earth, thou wast seen eating with publicans and sinners. Lord, may it please thee, make one with us, break the bread of life amongst us, we plead. And, Lord, send an empty away. May there be that new song put in the mouth, that song of praise unto Almighty God. That new song put in the mouth, rejoicing over what the Lord hath done. We plead then, grant that help now. Favour us each together, do us each good. Pardon and forgive then our many sins, our often failings, our constant shortcomings. We plead then for we have no other plea but thy precious blood and thy name which is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 377. My soul, take courage from the Lord, believe and plead his holy word. To him alone do thou complain, nor shalt thou seek his face in vain. 377.
Thank you.
grant and help now as we seek to turn to his word. And oh, as we felt it just now, we long for the Lord to appear, the Lord to grant that which to speak. And so we'll venture depending wholly upon him. And the portion that's rest upon my spirit will be found in Psalm 42 and the fifth verse. Psalm 42 and the fifth verse. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Psalm 42 in the fifth verse. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Once again, this poor sinner, the language of the Psalms, what a mercy it is we have them left on record, and it is truly, is it not? We prove it so, that which enters into the pathway of a living soul. And may we each prove the word of God that it is so, that there are those portions, and we are one and another, we know there are those portions which are very sweet to our never dying souls. Now we've feasted upon it, and it's been made unto us, that those portions, those sweet portions which we delight in, our soul delights in it. But how often we're not always on the mountain top, we're often in the valley. And yet what a mercy it is so that we're not left always to be on the mountain top. There's a needs be to be found in the valley. There's a needs be, and the Lord knows your heart and mine. The Lord knows your disposition and mine. And the Lord brings into our paths various things which we verily believe, and we know at the time we cannot always see it, we can't always say it, but there are amongst us all things that work together for good. There are amongst us all things that work together for good to them that love God, to those that are called according to his eternal purpose. And what does it do from time to time? It lays us low. Those things which the Lord permits to come and brings them to pass in our pathway, we're brought into those low places. Yet we trust, may it be so, to one or another, even this day. We're brought like the psalmist here, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Does it not? We trust if Christ has been formed in the heart, the hope of glory, there will be those pantings and those living desires. There will be those times again when we long for the Lord to appear. We long once again to see his face, to see his smile, to hear his voice, to feel his touch. There is that remembrance perhaps of former times and former blessings, but we cannot rest upon them. They are a comfort to us, are they not? And under the Spirit's influence, when the Spirit brings them to our remembrance, and blessed be his holy name, he does. We're not left without those comforts. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And so there is those remembrances. He makes all his goodness pass before us in the way. We can see then that he hath led us thus far, hath brought us thus far, and not dealt with us according to our sins, but in mercy remembered us, and once again perhaps brought then into that low place, and there there's that remembrance of all the way which the Lord our God hath led us these years in the wilderness, and there's that remembrance he hath not forsaken, nor cut us off, nor dealt with us according to our sins, but in mercy. We proved again and again through our little lives in this pathway in the wilderness, that it is low and with you always, even unto the end of the world. But in those days of darkness, as we say, Christ formed in the heart the hope of glory. There is that desire, those hungerings and thirstings. We long for those fresh tokens for good. We long once again for those to lift up our weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. We long for the Lord to speak, to say to my soul, I am thy salvation. As we often feel now, oneself it is so. We read in the word of God, it is the length of man upon the earth, his days were 80 years, and if by reason of strength there be 80, when I think upon my own age, it is gone past that middle of life, well past that middle part of life. We see now our heart and flesh does begin to fail. We know it will be so. We know there will be that which will bring this old mortal body down to the grave. But all we verily believe and feel it works by my soul and maybe each one of us. But all especially as we realise our years fast hasten on. Oh, we long once again, we see that day approaching, that the Lord might teach us to number our days, we might apply our hearts unto wisdom, and may it be with the young ones also. We know, we seek that you'll have a long and useful life, walking in the fear of the Lord, and so may it be so. But oh, may you also be taught to number your days, you might apply your hearts unto wisdom. For none of us know when the bridegroom shall appear. None of us know when that day appointed is sent. We know what a mercy it is hidden from us. But to be made right and kept right. And when we are brought once again to realise that our days fast hasten on. And darkness is a dark clouds cover the, as it were, obscure the sun. We long once again that the Lord would draw near. And speak the word only. And so we are brought to a place where we are cast down. And especially when we feel contracted guilt. We feel the sins of the way. We feel the treacherousness of our old nature. The heart that is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And who can know it? We prove it, do we not? We're like the apostle. Wretchedness. We feel that wretchedness. We spoke it in prayer, do we not? We may not have been in prayer, but it comes to mind. But the apostle, he knew his own heart and he's brought to see that wretchedness. A wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? We can't, we long to be able to say again and again, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But I thank God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. But we cannot just take those words upon our lips. We long once again for the Lord to speak peace into our very souls. Speak peace and pardon. But we'll go back a little to the thought upon, we often think upon those that we know I've spoken of it before, but when the Lord began to deepen that work in my soul. And eventually through that work of grace and those outworkings in my pathway brought now into this solemn path of the ministry to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ unto sinners. We feel it in our heart concerning those that there is that living desire wrought in them. There is that, they're brought as that, that heart that panteth after the water brooks. So panteth my soul after thee, O God. As perhaps one even this day, perhaps a young one. Yes, you've been separated from the things of the world. You cannot walk anymore in those paths. The Lord has broken your heart of stone and given you a heart of flesh. He's wrought in you new and living desires. There's that heart panting after the water brooks. So panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God. For the living God, when shall I come and appear before God? We know there is that before us each when we shall have to appear before the judgment seat of God, and it makes us tremble. Oh, that perhaps has one been brought to tremble at his word. And there is that very thought of that day. And there is a long for Christ to be revealed. They long to be led into the banqueting house where his banner over them is love. Oh, is that your desire? Have some young, as we said, some younger one amongst us, even a child perhaps, has that wrought in your heart the tender fear of the Lord? What a mercy it is, and may the Lord work in each one's heart. Oh, and even such as I felt I was for those many years, had a form that had no power, came into the house of God and sat in our place in the pew, and went through those motions. We heard the word read, we heard the prayers of the Lord's servants, we heard the sermons preached, but it meant no more to us than that. We went out of the doors and we were soon glad to return to the things of time. We were soon glad we were we not, to return to those things which are of the earth, earthy. But then, what a mercy it is that we were not left there with a form that had not any power. Look, the Lord knows your heart. The Lord knows how long you sat in the pew. The Lord knows, and what a mercy it is able to put forth his hand and touch your heart, that word will be like a nail in a sure place. It'll be like that word that is sharper than a two-edged sword. It separates, enters in between the joints and the marrow. May the Lord so work in your heart that desire after real things. Eternity is before us each, and do we not have to come, or how stands the case, my soul, with thee? Are we resting upon dead rounds and dead forms? Are we resting upon our upbringing? We know it's right to bring up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But oh, may you not rest in that. There's no salvation in that. But oh, maybe that wrought as you come into the house of God. There'll be that time when, is that time appointed? The Lord has met you in the pew. Touched your heart. Oh, may it please the Lord in this day that you go home and you enter into the closet and cry, God be merciful to me, a sinner. That's that hungry and thirsty. That's that heart that panteth after the water brooks. As a heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Has it been then, tears been your meat and drink? Blessed be his holy name, it's been so. Oh, you may say, well, I feel so miserable. I feel so cast down. Oh, weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in the morning. Trust I've proved it so. There'll be times of weeping. There still is now with this poor sinner. But that time of weeping, weeping on account of our sins, desiring Christ. Give me Christ or else I die. No one else could do. No one else would do. We were brought to that place where we have nothing in my hands to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, ere I die. Oh, and my mind also went this morning not long before we left, but it went to dear Simeon of old. I was tossed and turned then as to whether to read those portions we read, but I felt to still settle with those two psalms. But that concerning Simeon. Is there not that hungry and thirsting, that desiring to know a precious Christ for your soul, for yourself? It is a personal work. a personal work. It is you walk in a solitary path. You're brought to that place. It burdens you so. You walk in that solitary path. And you long for the consolation of Israel. Long for the consolation of Israel. What are those consolations? It is Christ and him crucified. It is Christ to see his shed blood. And to feel it applied to your heart and mind and conscience. Like we read concerning the children of Israel of old, when they were bitten by those serpents. There was that raised high upon the pole, a brazen serpent. And so that one is brought to, they see that salvation is in none other. And there they cry, they're like that one we often feel, we felt it was in our own path, like that one at Bethesda's pool. Perhaps you feel the same. Many years now pass on, and the summer is over and gone, and still I'm not saved. There's that longing, is there not? Is there that longing? Oh, blessed be his holy name. Longing for the consolation of Israel. Longing for him to speak the word only. You don't want to hear it from the man in the pulpit, but you want the Lord to seal it by the Spirit upon your soul. It's a mercy if it is so. And may the Lord work that in each one's heart. Oh, may he not leave us to be resting upon anything short. To strip anything of us from of us that is of our own works, however good it may be. That'll be in that day no more than a filthy rag. That one hungry and thirsting after Christ, longing for the consolation of Israel. So waiting, like that one at Bethesda's pool, you may have waited many years. And still you wait. But believe you, the Lord will continue to pour out upon you that spirit of grace and supplications. There will be still this, the language of the psalmist here, my soul thirsteth for God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night. Oh, does that describe you then, poor sinner? Oh, whether you're young in the midst of life or older, blessed be his holy name. Blessed be his holy name. Oh, you've come up to the house of God like we read in the psalm there. Went with them to the house of God. With the voice, you've heard others with joy and praise. No, I've spoken it before, but oh, when I used to, before ever brought into the liberty of the gospel, and when there was that desire, that panting after Christ, after those water brooks, I used to witness the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Used to witness it, and we were tempted. We should never be brought to such a place. Such a poor sinner. There was no hope. We're outside of the secret. But that panting after the water brooks. That panting of the soul after God. That thirsting after the living God. Oh, the dead professors don't have that desire. Those of the world. Those yet dead and unconcerned. They have not this desire either. But you look upon those and you like that one we quoted earlier, did we not? That one of Bethesda's pool. He saw others step down before him, but he got no man to put him in. And the old adversary comes, does he not? Does not the old adversary come and stirs up such anxious thoughts in your very soul? Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favourable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? And doth his promise fail forever? Perhaps there's been a word that's given you a hope that's caused you to... you look back to that time when the Lord spake and it caused you to tremble. And when the Lord begun that work... there's a remembrance of it, but many days have passed since then. Oh, perhaps there's a dim remembrance of that promise. A dim remembrance of it. And oh, when the Lord, as I said, begun that work in my heart and caused me to cry and groan, there's a dim remembrance of the promise I felt that the Lord had laid upon my spirit those years, many years beforehand. And it was this word, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. But oh, how dim it was, dim and distant. Eyes were a bit clouded, it seemed. Ah, oh, should never come to pass, as Ed sat and witnessed those at the Lord's table. And the old adversary, ah, a very real foe. Your sins are too great, you'll never be found there. And you look upon them and you see that which has been wrought in them, that song of praises, their mouth has been opened, and yet you feel no. Well, as we may have said before, but some of the hymns, you feel you can't enter into the language anymore. You can't sing such some verses. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. That crying unto God with my voice. Ah, and perhaps it seems like I cry and shout, but he shutteth out my voice. But he waits to be gracious. He waits to be gracious. Blessed be his holy name. Ah, and perhaps in those two psalms we read, that is the language of your soul. Will the Lord cast off forever? As we said, we've realized our days fast and hasten on. Eternity is before us. We know not what a day or hour may bring forth. These things are... they become uppermost in our thoughts. We lose sight of the things of time. They become as nothing. There, the never-dying soul, and our need as a sinner, an eternity, a tremendous sound. Eternity, a tremendous sound. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be faithful no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? And doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath the Lord forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? But oh, may you come like the psalmist here also. Oh, may the Spirit bring once again to your remembrance that promise, as I trust the Lord did to me in those days when I wonder whether it should ever be brought into the liberty of the gospel. And I said, this is my infirmity. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Ah, there is that remembrance. You can go back, as we say, maybe a dim memory. But the blessed Spirit, what a mercy we're proving to be so. Our remembrancer. And that smoking flax, he will raise it to a flame. Perhaps you feel at times, it's almost extinguished. And yet, that little spark of faith, though damped, it shall never die. Though damped, it shall never die. As we said, that portion concerning dear old Simeon. He longed for the consolation of Israel. That one, though damned, he shall never die. May you prove like dear Simeon there. May you prove it. Oh, may we each prove it. I was going to say, as a needs be, is it not? Whilst time shall last, there's a needs be this side of eternity, know a little of it. Oh, we know some are blessed with greater faith than others, but that little faith. That little faith, what a mercy to have a little faith. And that little faith will, cannot let thee go till a blessing thou bestow. Mine's an urgent pressing case. Is yours that urgent pressing case? As we said, it's not, you may have those troubles in time, you may have those difficulties in the way, but that which concerns your never dying soul, your need as a sinner, it's an urgent pressing case. will not let thee go except thou bless me. And as I turn to this portion, not so long before we were due to come here, may we each prove it. May you, poor sinner, prove it. The Lord knows where you are in the seat. The Lord knows your weeping, the upward glancing of the eye, the falling of a tear. You're brought to that place, are you, where you can't speak anymore? Words fail you. No more words, but that groaning being burdened. What do we read concerning Simeon? And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout. The Lord had wrought in his heart that good thing, that desire after Christ. There's testifies in your part. You may not see it, but perhaps others will look on. They see there's been wrought in you. There's that change wrought. There's that tender fear of the Lord. You won't lay claim to much. You'll feel to be that worst of sinners, out of hell, but lives to feel his need. That one that's welcome to the throne of grace, a Saviour's blood to plead. But those looking on, they'll see that change. They'll see that tender fear of the Lord wrought in your heart. They'll see that which was not of the flesh. They'll see that which is of the Lord beginning that work. They'll see that which the Lord has begun. New and living desires. They'll see that one waiting for the consolation of Israel. Oh, may we be found as those mothers and fathers in Israel. Those we trust, we trust one or two of us and a number of us here. There are those that they've known that joyful sound. They know that time when the Lord has been merciful unto them. The Lord has revealed himself in love and mercy. And oh, may we be found amongst those that pray earnestly for those that yet wait. We read, do we not, when Zion travelled, she brought forth to the birth. And is it not when the bring forth to the birth is a time rejoicing? And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. The Holy Ghost, Christ formed in the heart, the hope of glory. You say, what, me? I'm but a poor sinner. But who's given you those living desires? It's not of the natural part. It's Christ formed in the heart, the hope of glory. When he takes up that abode in your heart and mine, pours out upon you continually that spirit of grace and supplications. Pours out upon you that who has kept you to this day. Perhaps it's many a long day, many a long week and year you've been waiting for those consolations. Who hath kept you thus far? It's not your natural part. It's not the old man. You have been like those of old. You would have turned aside and walked no more with him. You're like those, are you not, the disciples, where the Lord said unto them, will you also go away? They said, to whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Dear old Simeon, he is waiting for the consolation of Israel. But do not some of us, as we've journeyed on, we long for these things again. We long for those refreshings. We long once again to be brought, to be taken into the banqueting house where his banner over us is love. But we long for those arise and eat when the Lord sees how ready we are to faint and die in the way, to feast once again upon these things, to feast once again upon a precious Christ in all that he hath done. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And blessed be his holy name. That one, that poor trembling one. You feel those days fast hasten on, but I believe it would be like the word here. There will be a performance of those things. There will be a performance of those things. They will not come to nothing. Being called off by the house of Israel to do it for them. And so as we read also, as I quoted a little earlier, the Lord waiteth to be gracious. The Lord waiteth to be gracious. And you'll prove like Simon here. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. Or may it be even unto such a one this day, revealed unto you by the Holy Ghost. It's by the power of the Spirit. The Spirit, we're but the instrument. I'm but the poor instrument in the Lord's hands. But oh, may the Holy Spirit so lead you, poor sinner. Grant you that hope, like dear Simeon here. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Ah, dear old Simon, he praised him, did he not? Oh, as the time has nearly come to a close, but there, that portion, we'll go on a little further. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Does that give you a little hope then, poor sinner? Oh, that day is approaching. You can see it approaching. Not see death till he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, that is our comfort, is it not? We long for it again. Days of darkness and distress are a portion here below. We have to prove it all. It causes us to cry and groan before the Lord. We long for those tokens for good, those tokens of his special care, those tokens we are born of God, that our treasure is above. But oh, dear old Simeon here, the Lord didn't leave him or forsake him. The Lord didn't, he wasn't disappointed. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Those eyes of faith. He saw that which was to come. And we walk by faith and not by sight. We have on record in the Gospels that which took place, that which was yet to take place, following on from dear old Simeon here, gathering up that, enabling to take that one up in his arms. He saw by faith that one that had borne him all the days of old. That one that was yet, and it was as if it had already been done. By faith he believed it. But we have the gospel account of that which was performed. And may we also by faith be so favoured like Simeon. Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. But then that peace of God which passeth all understanding. Do you desire that then? You may have been satisfied with the things of time for many years, but now you desire that peace of God, that blessing of the Lord which maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow to it. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. His countenance. To see him in all his beauty, in And all that he has wrought for a poor sinner, and may you be able to say, was for me, he died for me, he died that I might live. Ah, the help of his countenance. Oh, to see him then, as we quoted a little earlier, I'm not sure it was in prayer, but to be taken to the Garden of Gethsemane, to be taken to the foot of the cross, to see the empty tomb, and to see him now, risen indeed, sitting on the right hand of the Father, and by the blessed Spirit, making to you, making to me salvation known, and witness with the blood. But all the time has gone, we'll have to leave it there. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? As he said then, these are not concerning things of time, as we tried to speak of it this morning. These are, burden my soul concerning the never-dying soul and the need of sinners. As we try to venture forth to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Why art thou cast down on my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £745, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Dr. Sadler next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. And there will also be a collection next Lord's Day for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association. Let us close hymn 981. Why should I yield to slavish fears? God is the same to endless years. Though clouds and darkness hide his face, he's boundless both in truth and grace. 981.
do, then we plead, speak comfort into the soul of some poor sinner, even this morning. Seal thy word of truth upon their heart. O Lord, do, perhaps even this day, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Lord, thou knowest it. O Lord, do cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss. And oh, if it could please thee, come up with us again at the evening hour, and grant unto this poor sinner help again in the afternoon hour. Lord, we're dependent upon thee. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.